listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
We keep it gangsta safe for shizzle, for seizing and stay crunk. It's easy to pull a breeze, smoke trees and stay drunk. Your activism attacking the system, the black and Latins in prison, numbers of prison, the victims packing division. Shit, all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know they missing you. Love is unconditional. And even when the condition is critical, the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you. Now, why would I lie? Just to get by. Just to get by. We get fly. The TV's got us reaching for stars, not the ones between Venus and Mars, the ones that we be reading for par. So people get the breast enhancers and penis enlargements. Saturday senders, Sunday money in the feet of the father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. Man, all you really need is love to get by. Just to get by. Just to get by. Just to get by. Our parents sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch. We rock with Paul McCartney from now on to the last Beatle drop. Hey. Welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast, your host Rod and
Karen.
This morning I woke up feeling brand new. I jumped up feeling my highs and my lows and my goals and something else. All right,
and stop drinking.
I got my reason. I've been thinking just to get.
Hey. Yeah, that's my jam.
We are live on
I don't know
Sunday.
Most of the words, but that's my jam.
You know what? Close enough. We are live on a Sunday, ready to do some podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Leave us 5-star reviews. We appreciate everybody takes time out to do that. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. Today's podcast is brought to you by our live show. Go check out our live show, guys. What is wrong with you? Okay, if you don't want to come out here and meet us and hang out and enjoy our nice city of Charlotte, okay, the illustrious downtown Charlotte,
we are going to have a blast. We're going to have a really, really good time.
I'm gonna be honest, guys, the price of admission alone just to see like Chris Lambert is worth it.
I clear y'all, he is so funny.
Okay, we're gonna put this black ass nigga to work. Okay, new slaves. We are gonna have him working so hard for his supper, and we only gonna pay. I mean, we are paying him, but we only paying him in price of chicken coop. Okay,
that's it.
That's it. Okay, he is working for chicken.
Unlimited.
That's how black our show is.
Unlimited chicken coop.
Chicken and money. Actually, he was very upfront about he needed the money. But the point being, other than the money. Come and hang out at Price's Chicken Coop with Chris, okay? We're going to give his itinerary. Y'all can just follow him around town.
Yeah, some of y'all might come and try Chicken Coop, but once we get closer to the show, y'all, we're going to give like a listen to some of our favorite places and things to do, so that should be a fun show. I'm looking forward to that.
September 20th, downtown Charlotte at the Blumenthal Theater for Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever gets in here, and they're never letting us back in here again.
All right.
We are going to nig it up, and I need y'all to enjoy while we get in. The next one might be at a hole in the wall. I don't know where the next one going to be.
I know that we've been lying. We didn't know we were signing up for this.
Yeah, the next time might be downtown at Club Palladium where Rick Ross got shot. Come check us out. Like, I don't know where the next one will be. So make sure you guys come to this one if you can.
I know. We might be in. Ladies, get in free before 10 p.m.
Right. You may have to dodge some bullets on your way in and out. Metal detectors at every door.
I know we might get in. There is a dress code.
Mm-hmm. No Tims, no white tees.
I know you might be in. Everybody 35 and over.
So make sure you guys go to the blackouttest.com/live2018, buy tickets, and we can't wait to see you guys there. All right, it's that simple. September 20th, downtown Charlotte, Blumenthal Theater for Performing Arts. It's so nice in there. It was crazy.
Yeah, I am really excited, and
I can't wait to sneak
ready.
In there and take a picture of the arena and just be like, oh my god, look at this.
Yes, yes, yes.
The theater. I mean,
me too. I'm excited and I'm ready. And the days is a countdown. So just know that the hotel deals will be ending soon, about the middle of August. So for those of you that are planning, mm-hmm. and you haven't booked your hotels. Get your hotel so you can get out your, so you won't have to drive or Uber. You can just get out and walk.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into the show. Okay.
Before we
do that, guys, a moment of caring.
A moment of me. No. I was just going to say, I know I can't be the only one that I like a lot of songs, y'all. And I don't know the lyrics because when we were singing, I know the bulk of those lyrics, but I don't know all of them. Yeah, is that a black thing or just a people thing?
It's not a black thing or a people thing. I think that's just everybody. Just.
And sometimes I make my own version. Then I be like, that ain't what it is. Well, that's what the hell I heard.
I think everybody does that. I think that's a universal thing. I normally know the lyrics on the end of things, not the whole bar sometimes. Like, I don't know how many people do that, but I normally memorize, like, the end and fill in the middle. So.
You know, and it depends. Some things I actually will know, like, all the words everywhere to it. I guess it just depends on... I guess the song, how complex the song is, if that makes sense, like how easy it is to, you know, to pick up and how clear their speech is. And then sometimes there's a lot of songs and I probably got the wrong version. I'm just content with having the wrong version.
Yeah.
My version that I made up.
I think once they started, doing the thing where like, black people started naming all these name brands and shit, that was when I had to check out on knowing all the lyrics.
Oh, no, I don't know nothing about nobody's name brand.
Because they would just be like, you know, I'm in here with my Gavici this and my YSL this and Issei Laurent. I'm like, I'm not looking any of this up.
Like
one of my favorite songs is by Lupe Fiasco is Gold Watch, but it's just a bunch of brand names. I don't know any of that shit.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't go look up any of it. It's just
nope.
Like he might as well have just been speaking another language. He might as well speak a Klingon, the shit he was saying on that song, because it's just with my fall over on jeans, my something something pocket, my my never done wallet. I'm like,
just hit me when I got my gold watch and my gold chain. That's when I jump in.
Might as well just been calling me a broke nigga the whole song.
Come on, I know a lot of lyrics be like, you broke niggas, you don't know who this artist is, and you don't know who this famous person. I am content with that, not knowing who they is. I don't know what the purple label is, none of that. Purple tag, none of that.
You uncultured ass swine is what they might as well be calling me. And then what's wild too is like, there's some artists that you don't really know the words, nobody knows the words, but then you meet somebody to know the words and then you realize that they the one that's crazy. I used to have a friend named Lindsay who knew all the words to every Bone Thugs song, all of them, and he would be trying to spit them things like, nah man, they could rap, because you know on that one song they'd be like, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying, bro. Like, I only know the words to Some of Crossroads.
And that's the chorus.
Right. And I know a little bit of the song they did with Big. That's it. Okay?
That's it.
Like, chill out. Alright. Let's get into the news. Alright. Stuff is happening. The NRA says it's in deep financial trouble and may be unable to exist. How do they even make money?
Donations. It's a lot of people that donate publicly and privately to them.
It's interesting though, because they're people call them like a lobby group, and I mean they do advocate for, you know, rampant gun use and gun ownership, but the money, if you've ever seen the money they give to politicians, it's not a lot. Like, I don't know if there's like another layer to how these politicians are paid, or if it's just that, or if it's just that they're so cheap that they can be bought so easily for in the gun rights advocacy, because the NRA doesn't really control a lot of people. All the companies that cut out the discounts and shit they did for the NRA was like, nobody uses these discounts anyway. Like we're okay. Our coolers will no longer be sponsored by the NRA, and we will lose exactly $0 because of this.
That, and also, I think it's more to it. I think that they get around a lot of the laws. They probably wine and dine them, you know, pay for a lot of various different things. Like, if they realize that you like golf, all of a sudden you a member of a golf club. You know, I'm pretty sure it's other ways to benefit from it without directly, here's the money to your donation.
I don't know.
Because other than that, it doesn't make any sense.
It just seems like, yeah, it's something else to it. I don't know what it is exactly. Because, I mean, drug companies lobby, but they put more money in people's pockets than this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, like, it's not a lot of money. Anyway, my point being, some people was like, well, yeah, people are probably, like, either quitting or not donating or whatever. But I don't think that's what it is. My guess would be that they're probably spending more money to spend PR about guns, and now that we have so much focus on just the daily shootings in America, and specifically cable news, social media, and viral video has really had to make them increase their spending. I wouldn't be surprised those Parkland kids didn't bankrupt these niggas just off the attention and shit they were doing, because, you know, NRA is doing this counter, like, okay, we're gonna interview Killer Mike, we're gonna get that video out there, we're gonna spend money making commercials that never air. Like, I've only seen those NRA commercials online or on, like, somebody's, like, on their Twitter page or something.
Mm-hmm. YouTube channel or something like that.
Yeah, I might just not be in the spaces that those commercials air, but I mean, whatever cost they're spending.
They don't do it nationally.
Whatever cost they're spending on that shit is just, oh, kind of a waste to me, because, like, you either already believe in the NRA and their mission or you don't. Like, who's hearing those commercials and going, yeah, fuck that, I'm gonna get me a gun. I'm pro-gun. I wasn't before, but now I am.
It doesn't work like that, and they're actually wasting money, because truth be told, because of what they're doing, what they're pushing, and kind of what they're selling to, you didn't have to spend no money. Niggas love guns. That, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. Like, because the reality of it, you're not going to change people's minds on a lot of shit when it comes to guns. You know, people on both extremes. The average person is kind of in the middle. Even reasonable gun owners are in the middle, going, yeah, there do need to be background checks. You know, there do need to be this and that on it. You know, I still want the right to have my gun, but I don't want the crazies having guns too. Most people are in the middle. You have the people on the first extremes on both parties. The motherfuckers is like, everybody can get a gun. And then the people that's like, nobody should have a gun. Those are the extremes that are constantly fighting.
But they are being sued right now. So that could have something to do with it. You know, because a lot of times when you're sued, you start filing stuff, and you want to file as much in your favor as possible. One of the things, a lot kind of like when 50 Cent got sued by that woman whose sex tape he put out, the revenge sex tape, revenge porn, whatever, he started claiming broke. Now, mm-hmm. He wasn't really broke. He had pictures of money, and he was chastising the court and all this shit, and I think he lost the suit but never paid her,
because
he filed for bankruptcy. So it could just be they want to appear broke because they're being sued by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, mm-hmm. and the state's financial regulator since May, claiming the NRA has been the subject of state-led blacklisting campaign that has inflicted tens of millions of dollars in damages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might be faking broke. Like, it might be coming out that they broke, but truth be told, they that rich nigga broke. Well, they ain't really broke. Like, as soon as this shit go away, all the money all of a sudden just reappears in the bank accounts and shit like that.
In the new document, an amended complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in late July, the NRA says it cannot access financial services essential to its operations and is facing irrecoverable loss and irreparable harm. Specifically, the NRA warns it has lost insurance coverage, endangering day-to-day operations. Insurance coverage is necessary for the NRA to continue its existence. Without general liability coverage, as the NRA cannot maintain its physical premises, convene off-site meetings and events, operate educational programs, or hold rallies, conventions, and assemblies. The complaint says the NRA's video streaming service and magazines may soon shut down. Yeah, we'll see. I believe it when I see it.
Come on.
That Dana Loesch woman is still out there spreading the gospel. The NRA's inability to obtain insurance in connection with the media liability raises risks that are especially acute. If insurers remain afraid to transact with the NRA, there's a substantial risk that the NRA TV will be forced to cease operating. The group also warns it could be forced to cease circulation of various print publications and magazines. In addition to the insurance troubles, the NRA court filing also claims that abuses by Cuomo and the New York State, the New York State Department of Financial Services will imminently deprive the NRA of basic bank depository services and other financial services essentially to the NRA's corporate existence.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, we broke, nigga. Y'all suing us? We don't got it, dog. Oh, it's like I was just cleaning my gun the other day and I was just like, oh my God, I'm almost out of oil and I couldn't find no more. So anyway, nothing to see here. Please drop the lawsuit.
Yeah, two things. Either they actually are really, really broke, like you said, because of the increase in money that they're having to spend. And I do, not a lot of high percentage, but I do think some people that actually believe in their vision and shit is like, I don't want to be an NRA member no more, even though I support them. Because the second somebody asks me if I'm an NRA member, I say yes. All of a sudden, you know, I got to argue with my friends and shit. So I just won't be NRA member no more, even though secretly I still support them. I think that happens. Like a small percentage of people probably have done that, but I think the book is them having to spend money to counteract all this other shit happening and going around and passing these fuck ass laws or trying to pass these fuck ass laws.
I think the way people love guns, that percentage is minuscule.
Yeah, I said it's small.
Yeah, it's minuscule enough that it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't think that's being calculated into any of this shit. And if that insurance thing is true, then that's probably got more to do with it than anything else. Because, you know.
Yeah, because that's something you can actually prove. The insurance companies denied you.
Yeah, without insurance, it is costly to operate a business of any kind. The wife of a former Marine.
Get rid of musty odors and excess moisture.
Oh, shit. Get rid of it.
So, my closet, it's full of excess moisture.
Get rid of that musty ass odor, y'all.
That sounds like one of the commercials from Rick and Morty when they be making up,
when they be going, like, channel surfing through the different, places.
Interdimensional TV. The wife of a former Marine to be deported to Mexico Friday after 20 years in the U.S. 20 years in the U.S., dog. And they could just be like, yeah, so, bye.
Yeah, they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can now put the sound back on. How do I do this?
Separated at the border as a result of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy, the key word there is eligible. Hundreds of children still have not been reunited with their parents. A new Frontline report examines U.S. immigration policy under both the Trump and Obama administrations. In it, they speak with...
Is this just the whole thing or... Okay.
...ProPublica released of crying immigrant children.
Did not hear... All right, this is like the whole report. I'm not trying to play that. So, this dude voted for Trump. And now his wife is being deported.
Well, you got what you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Her name is Alejandra Juarez. She was finally leaving for Mexico rather than being sent off in handcuffs after exhausting all her options to stop her deportation. My mom's a good person. She's not a criminal, said Pamela, her daughter, I believe. Cursing at the immigration agency before her mother checked in her flight from Orlando International Airport. Alejandro and Timo Juarez are naturalized citizens who run a roofing business. They quietly raised Pamela and their 8-year-old daughter Estella in the central Florida town of Davenport until a 2013 traffic stop extols her legal status. Afterwards, she regularly checked in with U.S. immigration and customs officials, which typically went after higher priority targets like people with criminal records. Timo didn't figure his vote for President Donald Trump would affect them personally.
Like a lot of other people.
That was before the enforcement of Mr. Trump's zero tolerance policy towards illegal immigrants. Now the Juarez family will be divided into two. Estella will join her mother in Mexico after she gets settled, while Timo cares for Pamela and pays the bills. Alejandra petitioned to become a citizen in 2001 but was rejected because she was accused of making a false statement at the border when she sought asylum in 1998, said her attorney. Asked about her citizenship, she had told authorities she had been a student in Memphis, Tennessee for a short time, and border officials apparently thought she was falsely claiming to be an American citizen. U.S. Rep. Darren Soto, Florida, who couldn't get the votes in Congress for legislation to allow Juarez to remain, called her situation disgraceful. "We're not going to give up," he told her with a hug at the airport. "It's an absolute disgrace." Now, her husband was not hugging. He did not look very sad at all. which leads me to believe that this is an elaborate plot by him to get a divorce.
Possibly.
He wanted her out of the country. He said, if we get Trump in, I can just get her ass out of here and keep everything, you know, make her even take one of these kids, you know, then I can go back to my bachelor days. It's the only thing that makes sense. You know, my husband fought for this country 3 times. Administration, yourself, you think you are punishing me. You're not just punishing me. She referred to her family. I hope this makes him happy because we will, people, perhaps we will forgive him.
Mm-hmm. Talking about her husband?
Talking about President Trump, I'm sure.
Oh, now her motherfucking husband?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Your husband voted for this nigga.
Couldn't have been me. I'd be like, fuck that nigga. He voted for him. That's why I'm out.
Yeah, I don't understand that shit at all.
Right. Because, you know, you don't never want to actually blame the root of the problem. It's easier to blame somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, when them break babies start popping up in a few months, we'll see. Papa John's locations are going to scrub all visual references to John Schnatter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I think they're gonna fuck around and change their names.
Mm-hmm. PJ's.
Mm-hmm. PJ's
Pizzeria.
I can see that.
Yeah, apparently they're gonna, in a memo obtained by the New York Post, a publication that knows a thing or two about what actually constitutes decent pizza, the Papa John's purge is underway. Franchisees have received detailed instructions on how to remove every last trace of John Schnatter's picture, signature, and likeness from all 5,212 Papa John's locations across the globe. The process will involve everything from removing a poster of Papa with overrated NFL quarterback Peyton Manning, all the way down to stripping his signature from the paddles used to extract cardboard pizza from the ovens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like somebody said, it's gonna be Papa's Pizza, PJ's Pizza. Yeah, they're getting ready to die. Like, this is the beginning of, we getting ready to scrub you off. So yeah, you can sue us, but you know, if you, even if we let you back in, your name is not associated with it whatsoever.
Inflation hits a 6-year high, wiping away the wage gains for the average American.
Yeah, everything going up but your paycheck. Everything. Rent going up. Mortgage going up, the cost of loans going up, student loans going up, food is going up, you know, everything going up but your money, and they want to give you a 5-cent raise a year, talking about congratulations, thank you for being here another year.
Prices rose at their highest clip since 2012 over the past year. The 2.9% inflation for the 12-month period ending in June is a sign of a growing economy, but it's also painful development for workers whose tepid wage gains have failed to keep pace with rising prices. The cost of food, shelter, and gas has all risen significantly in the past year. Gas skyrocketed more than 24%, rent from a primary residence jumped 3.6%, and meals at restaurants and cafeterias rose 2.8%. Prices have risen roughly at the same rates as wages, erasing any gains workers may have hoped to realize via bigger paychecks. While the labor market remains historically tight, the pace of U.S. inflation is now outpacing wage gains in this business cycle, said Joe Brusselas, chief economist at RSM and audit and advisory firm. The U.S. is now ensnared in a 3-front trade war, which will, in the near medium term, result in higher prices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talking about them tariffs, because truth be told,
that's what you was talking about.
Oh, okay, that's what you talking about. Okay, yeah, once they get in effect, yeah, it's going to cost a lot more shit to go up
for workers. More pay may be coming as economists are concerned that prices could rise further due to President Trump's tariffs on many foreign imports. Trump put a 20 tariff on I guess 20% tariff on foreign washing machines earlier this year, and the inflation report Thursday showed more than 13% spike in laundry equipment over the same period last year. Expect rising transportation costs to start getting passed on to us, along with the tariff induced jump in cost, said Peter Bukovar, chief investment officer.
Because we don't make shit here. We overall, Americans don't make shit. We don't make shit. So because, you know, overall we make a small percentage of shit, but like the overall things that most Americans buy are not, are outside of the United States. Even if you think it is, you look deep enough, most of the purchases you buy, from your socks to your drawers to your bras to your vehicles, are made outside of the, or assembled outside of the United States.
Yep. Wage growth has been lackluster since the Great Recession. Recently, unemployment fell to one of the lowest since 1969, and business leaders keep complaining that they can't find enough workers. Typically, companies raise wages sharply in that kind of environment, but average hourly earnings are stuck below 3%, a low level historically. Federal Reserve Chair, that's because these CEOs and shit, they're keeping this money. These companies are keeping this money. It's why the whole trickle-down tax shit never was a smart idea. It never works. Like, that's not the incentive for capitalism or rich people. The incentive to get rich is to stay rich and to get richer. There's never a ceiling on rich where rich people go, and now it's time to give back, unless it's like an individual idea that they have. Like, you cannot function the entire economy off the goodness of people's hearts. You have to have some rules in place.
Right.
And those rules were supposed to be like taxes and shit. Like, look, you can get rich here, but then you're gonna have to turn around and give a whole lot of this money back to the fucking government, which will then provide resources for people. But when you put people in charge of the government that mostly want to privatize everything, not as a means of compromise like Obama did with Obamacare, where he would have loved to have single payer health care, but it was literally an impossibility because of who was in fucking who Americans voted for in office. But I'm talking about as an ideal, to be like, the government should take care of people. There should be a ceiling on what people get rich can have with their money, and there's gonna be a floor on everybody else to keep them from falling through the cracks or whatever. And motherfuckers is like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, because the average American, the quote unquote middle upper poor class, think that they'll never be broke. When the average American, even the middle class, is living paycheck to paycheck, and eventually there will no longer be a middle class. That class is slowly fading away due to student loan debts and having to pay for medical expenses and all that shit. So eventually the quote unquote middle class, that class will no longer exist.
As long as you feel like you're doing better than somebody else. There's a lot of Americans that are just fucking happy to buy into this shit. Yeah. And then, you know, these companies, they basically prey on that. You know, how many people are against minimum wage hikes because it will move minimum wage up to what they make, and they feel like, well, I went to college or I worked at this company X amount of years to get my $15. Hey, you just gonna give McDonald's people $15? As if that wouldn't then raise what they have to pay people at Lowe's, and they wouldn't raise that to pay people in an office complex. Yeah. It would raise everybody's shit. Everybody. Because now I might as well go get a fucking Burger King job if y'all gonna treat me like shit for $15, and then all of a sudden, boom. So it's a lot of envy, greed, and jealousy that is a human condition that I don't know how you solve for it necessarily. You know, it's one of the things when we talk about changing the government, changing the economy, and changing all this shit, it's like, I keep getting hung up on the human condition of people that just not wanting to be shit. Like, it doesn't matter how logical it is, and mm-hmm. this can help everybody, and there's just something in people that disdain of, like, I need to feel that I'm doing better than somebody. That's it. Like, it doesn't matter how fucking woke you are, any of this shit. It's like the work is already in place to make us feel a certain way. You know, like, and this is not a shot, but like Boots Riley made Sorry to Bother You,
mm-hmm.
which is you know, a Marxist socialist kind of comedy that really takes a lot of shots at capitalism and all this shit,
mm-hmm.
and yet at the same time, you know, Boots is on Twitter like, yo, my movie made this much money, the budget was this much, look how good it's doing. It's like we're all kind of caught in that, you know what I mean? Like, the movie's not a success if it's artistically merited but doesn't make money. It's only a success if it's making money at the box office and critical acclaim. Like, we can't help it. We all have it in us, is what I'm saying. And so, yeah, it's just this kind of reminds me of that, where it's like, motherfuckers, yeah, now you make $17 an hour. Before, you used to make 12. Cool. Well, now things cost that $17 an hour, if you know what I'm saying.
Come on.
As opposed to the 12 it used to cost. So you really ain't making shit. You like, the number might look bigger on your check, but when you go to the gas station, that costs more. When you buy milk, that costs more. Well, everything costs more now. And then you have an asshole in office who many of these people elected, right? Many of these people elected, many of these people with these type of jobs that just wanted to do a little bit better than the man below them, selected to pick this man. And then you turn around and it's like, he betraying your values because his policies make everything more expensive, and it's just gonna get worse.
Yes, it is. And we still haven't felt the effect of a lot of shit that he's been passing on low.
Mm-hmm.
I say give it another 3, probably 4 more years if he gets elected again, which I think he will. And right before the next president comes in, this is my prediction, I think we're going to go into a mini recession, because that's all he's setting up us up for, is to go into some form of a recession.
Mm-hmm.
Because people's wages aren't going up and everything is costing more. It costs more to rent, it costs more to get a home. People are, you know, when you go through those numbers and shit like that, like statistically, when you look at economics, that's what you're causing a mini recession.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting too, because if it hits after November of next year or whatever, then he will be reelected for sure.
Yes, sir.
Like I think that's a given.
Even if it hits before, because the people that voted for him don't give a fuck.
Well, if it hits before, see, that's what happened with George W. Bush. That recession really hit that summer when McCain and Obama and all that was running. And that's how we ended up getting a black president. People always leave that part out of the thing. It's like, Obama was just so good and excellent. Nah, he was good and excellent, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of these motherfuckers fucked up on the way there. You know, McCain had said some shit about not wanting to bail out the companies in Detroit, which, mm-hmm. you know, hardcore extreme people feel like that was the right thing to do, even though, you know, but they normally just use it as a knock against Obama. But, you know, when they had to bail out the motherfuckers, it was like, it's either this or let the city die.
Right.
And Americans,
let it ripple across the country, basically.
Yeah, Americans weren't willing to let the city die. They weren't willing to let the industry die. And at the end of the day, it's that kind of shit that got Obama elected. Like, white people felt desperate. Like, who the fuck can we believe in, you know? So, I don't think it's... you know, I think that's a way he could, that you might end up seeing Donald Trump not be reelected, is if something happens with the economy before then. I'm not saying that because it'll change the people who voted for him. It'll motivate the people who either didn't give a fuck or voted third party and shit to be like, well, I don't really care what happens, this dude gotta go.
Okay, now that part I agree with you. You'll actually motivate those people, but the people that voted for him gonna vote for him again.
Yeah,
no matter what happens, the thing
people don't realize, and I can't stress this enough, a very small margin, he won with a very small margin. He lost the popular vote. His election is not a mandate on the country. It's just a reminder of who this country is. That's it. There's not more of them, but there ain't a little bit of them either.
Come on.
Like a lot of people try to say it like, oh, it's just like, oh yes, you know, this small group of people elected him. I mean, you look at everybody didn't vote, then you look at this. No. It's not a small number of people. Mm-hmm. You have a 1 out of 2 chance of walking into one of these motherfuckers when you leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you have to realize is that even that number of people, they basically won an election by, like, what was it, 70,000 votes total in 3 different states? That's essentially what it came down to. So we can't accept it as, like, a mandate, but people need to get out and vote. Like, it's not just a matter of, well, it is no big deal. No, it's a big fucking deal. If anything, it tells you how powerful your vote is. All the voting doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, the game theory people try to throw on it, it's not true. End of the day, motherfuckers are winning national election by a few thousand votes. Get your ass out and vote. It's that easy. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man. If these motherfuckers lose this midterms, I'm kind of worried that Democrats won't be able to keep momentum for 2 years off of this, or liberals, you pick the word progressives. Mm-mm. I don't know that they'll keep the momentum off of 2 years. I think they might rest on their laurels, like, well, we did it. And I'm almost more worried if something happens and Trump does get impeached or jailed or something. I'm almost more worried because a lot of people think the problem is Trump when he's just the head of a very bigoted party that absolutely backs up and believes what he wants, even when it's uncouth. That these are their beliefs. He just says it in the most uncouth way, but this is not, nothing he's saying is different from what Ron Paul believes, or Rand Paul, whichever one of the motherfuckers it is, or that nigga with the weights in the backward hats, Paul Ryan. Like, they all believe that shit, you know. Yeah, Mike Pence believes this shit.
Yeah, and the thing is about Mike Pence would get shit passed and you wouldn't even know it because he knows how to quote-unquote play the game.
Well, he won't be tweeting about it.
Nope.
But I mean, yeah, it's,
shit will get passed with no problems. There won't be no midnight Twitter run and all this other bullshit. Your rights would just be stripped. You'll wake up one morning and they'd be like, hey nigger, here's your cuffs.
But yeah, his economic policies will come to bear on people, and sooner rather than later. And that'll be interesting to see, because he's not gonna be able to bail out every industry he does this. And that $12 billion that he's supposed to be giving farmers and shit is a result of the problem he created.
Right, he created the problem.
So let's see what else. How about moving to some other sections? All right, let's play some other sections. It's not a game exactly, but we'll do some. Why can't I find it? Okay, here we go. Gonna be terrible because we do not know how to treat LGBT people.
No, we don't.
In society. Speaking of which, Kim Kardashian blasted for a homophobic response to Tyson Beckford after he criticized botched body. She's been slammed on social media for a response to Tyson Beckford in which she insinuated he was gay. Yeah, so basically somebody had put up a picture of Kim Tyson Beckford had basically wrote on there like some saying that her body was fucked up from all the surgeries, and so she responded back basically calling him, saying he was gay. If you're not like what, well, of course you're not attracted to me, you're gay, you know. I think she called him cis or whatever. Now it's interesting because on the one hand, obviously people don't like Kim Kardashian in a lot of my circles, so it goes without saying they feel like probably he should be able to talk shit about her body without her saying anything back.
Right.
Which, you know, I guess I feel like if people supposed to be against body shaming and all this type of shit,
then right, be on it. Yeah.
It wouldn't really matter who it is, you know, it should be like, hey, you can't say that shit. But at the same time, it doesn't make it okay for her to be like, you know, well, you gay then, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, that's also,
a problem.
A problem and homophobic, you know? And I don't know that,
and if he is, what's the problem?
Yeah, I don't even know that he is or isn't. I don't know what, I don't keep up with this nigga like that.
Maybe, I don't know what he is.
You know, is that supposed to be the thing? Is Tyson Beckford's in the closet or some shit? Or is that like something that plagues him? Is she trying to take a personal swipe at him?
I don't even know who this nigga is.
Or is it just a general, like, anybody that doesn't like me must be gay, which, you know, sometimes people run to attack a man, as you tell them that they're gay. You know what I mean? Like, you're not attracted to me, you gay, you know? But, anyway, yeah, it was fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it was fucked up for him to be like, you know, sorry, I don't care for her personally. She is not real. Doctor fucked up on her right hip. And then she said, sis, we all know why you don't care for it. And that was the exchange. It was a slow day on Twitter, though, so it got kind of blown out of proportion. But, yeah, it's still homophobic what she said. Yes. And it's body shaming what he said.
Correct.
I don't know.
They both can take the mail.
Yeah, I don't really care enough.
Either one. I don't know who he is, and I don't, you know, I don't keep up with her like
that.
Sure,
he's a model.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Anyway, oh God.
Yeah, I don't be knowing important people.
These are terrible. Oh man. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to do it because we got to spread awareness, and I want people to know what's going on out there with our sisters, especially women of color that are trans. Experiencing disproportionate violence, man. It's dangerous to be a transgender woman
it
of
is.
Color. A transgender woman died in Orlando, and it was reported terribly. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says her body, which had signs of trauma, was found at 5 a.m. in the back of the reserve at Lake Buchanan Apartments on Holden Avenue near Orange Blossom Trail. The woman, identified as Sasha Garden, 27, by her family and friends. Garden was originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but had been living in Orlando on and off for the past 2 years. Mulan Montrese Williams, an advocate for transgender women and the outreach coordinator for the HIV AIDS organization Miracle of Love, she was traveling a lot trying to find a new home and find herself. Montrese Williams says her house is known as an empowering safe haven for transgender women who are doing sex work. She passes out condoms, gives out water bottles, and does HIV testing. Garden was a sex worker who was good at doing hair and dreamed about being a stylist. Though her current goal was saving up money to complete her transition, Montrese Williams says she believes it's likely that Garden was working when she was found dead. Montrese Williams says that she used to be a sex worker. This is the first time she had to identify a trans woman killed while doing sex work. LGBTQ advocates say that trans women of color, especially black women, face increased levels of violence. I know how it is, she says. You know, when something happens, we don't call police. We don't want to be judged by the police. We don't want to be misgendered by officers. They still tell us we have to call you by your government name. What's on your ID? Yeah, the community is worried after Garden's death and the murders of three transgender women in Jacksonville this year. This year. Like, it could be, like, literally a serial killer. And motherfuckers, I guarantee you police are not looking into this shit.
No, they don't.
With any level of scrutiny or intensity.
They don't ever do the connections when it comes to brown people being murdered.
The girls are scared. I'm trying to get them some mace, something for them to protect themselves as they're going to work out here. For some of them, this is their livelihood. Deputies came to our house at 7:30 a.m. for help identifying Garden. They were very uneducated. As soon as I open the door, I hear a bunch of transvestites stay here. Now see, somebody had hit me on Twitter to be like, transvestite isn't an offensive term. And I was like, maybe, like, it just refers to certain type of men that do da da da. And I said, I feel you, but in the way that it is used here in America, by people who do not self-identify as transvestites, but it is using a pejorative term to transgender people.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable calling people that shit. I understand that there's a time and place for it and all that stuff. I don't completely get when it isn't okay necessarily, but what I do know is it's a word that I try not to use because of motherfuckers using it this way. You know, like it's very pejorative to some folks. I had to let them know I'm a transgender woman and I'm the only one that stays here. Montrese Williams says she corrected the deputy's terminology after identifying Garden from a photo of her body, made sure to tell deputies her name was Sasha and that she was a trans woman. The deputy acted like he couldn't even pronounce transgender. Despite Montrese Williams telling deputies that Sasha Garden was a trans woman, in the official report they described her as Steve Garden, a 27-year-old man from Jacksonville who was wearing a wig and was dressed as a female. That's what they do.
Oh.
They don't care. They actively misgender people on purpose. It's not a mistake or oversight. They want to reinforce this. Naturally, after Orange County Sheriff's Office sent out to the report to the media, Orlando television stations followed suit with headlines describing her with phrases like man in a wig and man dressed as a woman. Garden's friends called the stations desperately asking them to respectfully issue a correction, to which they initially declined. When reached for a comment, the news director at WFTV said they only report what the police give them, which is also such bullshit. Talk about oppression being related. It's the same thing they do with police shootings, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we watched the news, national news, all this shit, despite all the outcry on social media, the family and video of evidence and all this shit, how many times have they just tried out what the police told them? You know, he was resisting arrest when officers accidentally misfired, and you're watching the video, it's like, I'm gonna kill you, nigger. It's like, wait a minute. How is, you know, CNN telling me something different than what I'm watching? WESH had a similar response, saying that people have contacted them saying the victim was transgender and went by the name Sasha and requesting a correction to the story. But when WESH went back to OCSO for information, they said that they couldn't change the story because while authorities did confirm that Garner was a trans woman, the gender marker on her driver's license said male. Local LGBTQ support group Q Latinx released a statement regarding today's stories from WESH and WFTV, calling the articles flagrant disrespect and desecration of her memory. OSCO finally did update the report 6 hours later, referring to Garden as transgender. At that point, WESH and WFTV updated their headlines. WESH referred to her as a transgender woman. WFTV called Garden a woman. But 6 hours in the news cycles, an attorney and the damage was already done. The people who read these articles on Facebook and Twitter already snickered at the headlines.
Right, and they're not going to go back and reread and find out the truth.
Yeah, not everyone got it wrong. Ryan Gillespie's story of the Orlando for the Orlando Sentinel published just used the word body in the headline, which follows Associated Press style book guidelines for reporting on transgender and gender nonconforming people. In fact, there are plenty of ways to correctly reference this topic. GLAAD has a style book, and BuzzFeed has one too. And it's among the more thorough and progressive style guides.
What do you mean by style book?
I guess I'll look it up, but it seems to be like a category of like how to report on different topics. Style guide aids provide a prevailing and evolving set of standards for internet and social media. Introduction, word list, abbreviations, acronyms, names, formatting guidelines, stuff like that, numbers, LGBT, entertainment, race and ethnicity. So just like the best practices, I guess, of reporting on shit so that you don't piss everybody off.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, you know, don't say Negro, say Black, you know, that kind of shit, I guess.
Yeah, African American,
same thing, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's you know, this is the uphill battle you face in death. Like, now think about just living every day. You know? Like, this is in death. You can't even be respectful of somebody's death. They are gone. They were the victim of what appeared to be a murder. And you're somewhere going, yeah, but I'm gonna call him a man because, you know, I ain't with the gay shit. You know what I'm saying? This is Officer Jenkins. Put it in the report the way I said. Like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is that? You really went and had somebody identify the body, tell you their name, and then go, yeah, but fuck all that.
And my thing is this. In police reports and all that shit, the standard paperwork, don't they have a box for male and female and other, and then you just write it in or fill it in, you know what I mean, or something, or transgender should actually be an option on the box,
right?
You know, like, what is happening here? All this paperwork and learning and
it doesn't seem to be about that. It seems to be about willful. Oh, this is willful is my point.
Yes, it is.
They were told something. This, like, fuck whether it's a box on the report, they were told something and they eventually did it.
Yes, they
which
did.
Proves they could have done it from step one.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's not even about, like, well, why don't they just have a box and let's check it? They wouldn't check the box if they had the box. It's about the person.
True.
The people. They don't want to acknowledge this. People want trans people to just not exist. That's it.
And that's not gonna happen.
It's an inconvenience for cishet people to be like, what? There's trans people existing in the world? How do we not acknowledge them? Even in death, like I said, you got one job, to track down a person killing folks. And you're sitting up here going, nah, but in addition to that, I need to make sure that people know their place. Black trans woman was shot in a dispute at Detroit gas station. Police are exploring if the incident was a hate crime. Detroit police are looking for a man who shot a transgender woman at a mobile gas station on Monday night. According to surveillance footage, an argument that started in the gas station and parking lot spilled over inside the station, where it escalated when the man drew a gun on the woman. It's unclear whether the woman's identity was a factor in the argument or in the ensuing scuffle, as the man drops his weapon on a 29-year-old woman. She attempts to strip it from him. Video from inside the store captured a brief struggle. The woman survived the shooting and was taken to the hospital immediately afterward. She's expected to be okay, writes a media outlet. The man fled the scene in his SUV and the shooting is still at large. The Detroit Police Chief James Craig told ClickOnDetroit.com that it's too early to tell if the man attempted to shoot the woman because she's trans, though he says the police are investigating that possibility. Certainly the community wants to know, is it a hate crime? What is it? Craig said the police chief also attended the LGBT community chat and candlelight vigil Tuesday night. One resident, Sierra Burks, told Local 4 that trans women are targeted in the area. I'm glad she fought back. I'm glad she's still here. Thus far in 2018, at least 15 transgender people have been murdered, according to the Human Rights Commission. All but one listed are women. Not only are trans women far more likely to suffer violence, but Black trans women are particularly vulnerable. In 2017, Essence wrote, of at least 27 trans people killed, the majority were Black women. Yeah, it's gonna be the same this year too.
Mm-hmm.
This person, and she's very lucky, this motherfucker was not able to kill her, because I'm sure he was trying to. Diamond Stevens, a 39-year-old trans woman killed in Mississippi. The victim in a June shooting death in Meridian, Mississippi, has been identified as 39-year-old Diamond Stevens, a transgender woman of color. Initial reports in local media misgender Stevens, but trans activists have confirmed Stevens was trans and she used female pronouns on her social media profiles. According to a local outlet, there has to be a whole branch of just trans activism that is just, can you please not misgender people when they die?
That's all. That's their whole purpose.
There's a whole branch that's just like, hey, but for real though, come on. What are you doing? Well, I'm just reporting what the police say. Yeah, okay, but y'all niggas Google every fucking thing else.
Right.
Let somebody do a crime and see if y'all won't go on their Facebook page and put pictures of them up. Let Trayvon Martin's Facebook pictures be up when he's the one who's dead, not the one who did any crime. You know, like, y'all will go find the shit when y'all want to. Y'all just don't want to. But yeah, according to a local outlet, WTLK, authorities are called to the scene of a van crash on the evening of June 18 that discovered Stevens fatally shot inside the vehicle. I don't really know what words to say other than we need God to help us and give us strength to make it through the situation. And we pray to God that whoever did this is found and we get justice from him. Stevens' cousin, Georgia Brown, told WTLK, as Mike has previously reported, trans homicide victims are often misgendered by local media, law enforcement, or their own families after their deaths, or they may not be out as trans at all, which means the real number of trans homicide victims each year is likely far higher than reports suggest. After Stephen's death, friends and family lit candles and released balloons at the site where her body was found. Kimberly Stephens, another cousin of Stephens, told WTOK she hopes the community will rally against the violence that claimed her cousin's life. I think the community needs to get together and stand because we're all united as one. So work without us being together, it'll always continue. Yep. Stop me if you've heard these stories before. Like, it seems like a lot of these fucking stories are the same. All right, let's see. How about this? Transgender teen hails Puerto Rico birth certificate win. After a 15-year legal battle, Puerto Rico's government is now allowing transgender people on the island to correct their birth certificate to reflect their gender identity.
Good.
The change affecting the U.S. territory came into effect July 16th, 3 months after Lambda Legal brought a federal lawsuit, Arroyo versus Rosello, on behalf of three transgender Puerto Ricans, teenager Daniela Arroyo Gonzalez, Victoria Rodriguez, a transgender man identified as JG. In the NGO Puerto Rico Power Told Us, I guess that's the name of the paper, I don't know. This fight began a long time ago. We finally succeeded, said Omar Gonzalez Pagan, an attorney for Lambda Legal. In 2005, Alexis Delgado Hernandez, a transgender woman, first filed a suit to have her gender modified on her birth certificate and driver's license. Her request was denied on the grounds that there would have to be a change in Puerto Rican legislation. Lambda Legal argued in its suit that the U.S. District Court for the District of Puerto Rico, that the legal decision had no rational justification in law or practice. Years ago, Puerto Rico did not have the political capacity for this change. It was one of the jurisdictions that prohibited the change, said Gonzalez Pagan. The state finally recognized the identity of transgender people born in Puerto Rico, which is a vital step against the discrimination of this community. They are finally respecting their identity and dignity. There are still three states in the United States that do not allow modification: Kansas, Ohio, and Tennessee. Across the country, the policies for changing gender markers vary. According to the Transgender Law Center, some states require a doctor's letter, others court's order, and in some cases a surgical requirement as well. Puerto Rico will now require either a passport or driver's license with the person's true gender identity. Both forms of identification can already be obtained to reflect the person's gender identity, or a certificate from a health professional. Judge Carmen Consuelo Cerezo, who signed Puerto Rico's order, said that our right to identify our own existence lies at the heart of one's humanity, and so we must heed their voices, the woman that I am, the man that I am. She said the historic change would give a voice to a community greatly harmed by discrimination, adding that they cannot wait for another generation hoping for lawmakers to act. Yeah, that's also a good point, because people are, to some extent, people are sheep. And once you pass a law, it becomes, to a lot of people, like, status quo. Like, not saying the hardcore bigoted people, but, like, mm-mm, people that really didn't give a fuck anyway, but if you would have started an argument with them, the first thing they would say is, like, but it's against the law. Like, I mean, the law says. And then, like, once you pass something that says, well, the law now says, you can get your gender changed on your certificates and shit, it's like, well, I guess it's okay because the law said. It's stupid. It really is stupid. But that's a lot of people. You know, we all have run into these people in life where they don't really seem to have a problem with something, but as long as it's named illegal, they will always be like, well, no, it's illegal. You know, it's like people, mm-hmm, when you talk to people about immigration, there's a lot of people that are anti-immigration because it's quote unquote illegal. That's it. If you were to be like, well, okay, now it's not illegal, there's amnesty for everybody, which they did before, motherfuckers was like, okay, these people are citizens now. That's it. They fought tooth and nail. No, we don't want no fucking amnesty. Reagan says amnesty. Now this is my fellow American citizen. Fucking idiots, man. But this is what we're dealing with in this country. You gotta meet them somewhere. Anyway, that's dope for Puerto Rico. Ooh. And I'm moving out on that note because it ain't gonna get no better.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's see what else we can do here. Let's do some fucking with black people, guys. Karen's favorite game. Oh yeah,
you know it's not. just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game, we go all around the globe, find different articles to make us feel fucked with, and we assign different point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Fucking with black people. Let's do it.
100.
Yeah. I bet you wish you was that easy, don't you? Well, you're wrong. You're going to have to earn this 100. Local utility company says it accidentally sent the N-word as a password to a black woman.
Mm-mm.
Whoopsie.
Mm-mm.
Whoopsie-doo.
Mm-mm.
A local utility company in Washington says that it accidentally sent an African-American customer a racial slur as a temporary password for her online account. I clicked forgot password and got a temporary password from PSE, and it was capital N-I-G-G-A. I was quite shocked, said Erica Conway. She told Cairo 7 on Wednesday, referencing her reaction to an email from Puget Sound Energy after she requested a new password for her account. Conway, who was a longtime volunteer for the Seattle chapter of the NAACP. Wow. Did they fuck with the wrong one? What a coincidence.
They didn't get a regular ass nigga. They got one go, oh, I know the laws.
They got one of them old, we buried the N-word ass niggas. So it was over for this. Like, y'all was definitely gonna receive several calls to management.
Come on.
She said she believes the slur was intentional. She also says that she complained to a customer service agent named Lydia at PSE's Brothel call center, but that the representative did not take her seriously.
Come on, that's what you do. What's your name? Can I have your ID number that I can ID you with? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You get names, first name, IDs, time you called. Mm-hmm. How many times? Write that shit down. Mm-hmm. They fuck with the wrong one. She say Lydia. So ain't no if answer, but Lydia, she works there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. Her like, extension is
me and Ben. Me and Ben Tavis buried the word many years ago. And you gonna throw it up in my face?
Mm-mm.
I had said, do you guys screen out certain words? And Lydia was like, well, yes, we do. And I said, well, you guys didn't screen out this word. She said, why would we? And I said, what do you mean, why would we? This is an offensive word. And she just stated to me, no one uses that word anymore. And I was like, where are you living? What planet are you living on? Nobody says nigga anymore, ma'am. I'm sorry. Okay? It's not offensive to anyone. Well, why do they not say it? Because it was so offensive that, oh, I see. You got me.
Mm. Did you be like, well, can I speak to your manager? Why am I talking to you? Get off my phone. Where's your manager, supervisor?
PSE insisted that it was a computer-generated mistake. These passwords
that's still a problem.
These passwords are generated automatically, so they go straight from the system, straight to the customers. So it's not able to be accessed by an employee.
That's still fucking irrelevant.
I'll tell you what else it is. A lie.
Right, because somebody programmed that shit.
It's got to be a lie. It wouldn't send you nothing but letters. That doesn't even make sense.
Right, normally it's letters, numbers, pounds, stars, dollar sign, question marks. Everybody done had to reset the word. You were like, God damn, this is 15 letters. Yeah. I mean, 15 characters.
Yeah, I don't need y'all to sit up there and lie to my
face.
Yeah,
like somebody say underscores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't need you to lie to my face because that's so obviously blatantly a lie.
Right.
Because no, that, like, nigga is a shitty password by itself before we get into the inappropriateness of it. That's like sending me, man, we're going to send you a new password. What is it? Password? Yeah, just the word password. Like, we want your shit to be broken into, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Anyone that's ever tried to reset a password anywhere knows that that's not how it works.
That is not, and I have been on both sides. I've had to send, when people get locked out the system, prompt the computer to send it, and then I had to call and be like, hey, I'm locked out. So I know how it goes on both sides.
Mm-mm. 0 to 100.
Oh, I told you when we started, 100.
That was 100 for me as well. Nigga, really?
Niggas don't even make their password niggas.
Ma'am, it actually should have said trigger. It was autocorrect.
Yes.
A white woman called the cops on a black woman for sheltering from a storm while waiting on her Uber. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a secret game show. Call the police on black people. It's premiering next year on Fox.
No niggas know they plan until they plan.
It's the only way it makes sense. Black woman said, oh, they deleted the article on Daily Mail, but I still had a saved copy. You can't stop me, bitch.
Mm-mm.
I'm unstoppable. Oh, they got video of it, too? Let me see what this white shorty was talking about.
She's not recording me. You're standing on public property, ma'am. You know that, right? This is public. This is not public property. So you're sending an officer? Because now she's recording me. Union President, yeah, Fifth Avenue. She's recording me right now. I've asked her to leave and she's refusing. I'm not sure, no, but she's recording me. She's a female. About 180 pounds. I'm not sure. She's pretty old to be doing this, so.
What? Are the cops fucking with her by making her say stuff that's about to get her ass whooped?
Possibly.
She talking about how big the woman is, how her age, like, are they on 911 on the other side, like, yo, ask her if her hair is nappy. Ask her if her hair is nappy.
That or
ma'am, what kind of, is her hair nappy? She got a nappy ass head. It's full of naps, okay? It's ugly. Ask her about the makeup. Ma'am, well, how does her makeup look? Is it trash or is it good? I don't know why you asking me these questions, sir, but her makeup is too much makeup, okay? She doesn't know how to contour. I don't know what is going on with her face. Her whole look is disheveled. Oh my God. This is, ma'am, can you tell us, what size are her lips? She has big nigger lips. When are y'all gonna come down here? I don't know, why are y'all making me?
I mean, she got, Jackson 5 nostrils. Why are we asking me all these questions?
A big old nose. Okay. All right, ma'am, if you had an orangutan on the front of your stoop of your house, what would you call that? Oh, orangutan on the, I guess some type of porch monkey? Is that what you're saying? Oh, she's got her hands in my face. Oh, what is happening? They're gonna get this woman's ass beat asking these questions. How heavy is she? She's fat, okay? She's a fat old bitch. Is that what y'all want? Oh God, her foot is up my ass. Why did they ask her this? Is this normal?
No.
I don't know, because I don't call cops.
About 180 pounds. I'm not sure. She's pretty old to be doing this, so.
What does that mean?
Like 50. Heavy set. I would consider that. Some jeans and a shirt. She won't leave. Glad. I mean, she's standing right here, so when they get here, they'll see her. Blue jeans, some rips in it. Like, she's 20. Absolutely do not know her, and that's why I want her off my private property. A Taurus. We're the owners of this building, so, why? Calling from my cell phone. Why? Because she's recording me. I'm not saying my personal information.
And that is the beauty of everybody recording these incidents and they go on viral. Because her ass knew if she said, my name is blank, and this is my phone number, she would have been found within moments. So she didn't want to tell her whole business.
Mm-mm.
They know.
Right, but she wanted to waste her time calling somebody, talking about fucking private property. It don't matter. She was standing there for the rain and probably told that bitch before she made that fucking phone call.
Yeah, she's waiting on her Uber. I can't wait for Uber for 5 minutes.
So I don't get soaked on. Right. So if I'd have been standing outside in the rain, you wouldn't have gave a fuck?
Right.
Okay.
going.
Now she's in the Uber.
If you go anywhere, you'll be committing a crime as well. You know that, right?
Okay.
I'm doing my work.
No, I refuse to.
Oh my God.
You're leaving. It's against the law.
She said, I love that black woman said, okay. I don't know why that took me out, but just the way she was like, okay, sweetie. Okay, honey. Yeah, okay. Okay, boo. Bye. You have a great day. You want me to now spend hours waiting on the cops so you can fill out a police report with no fucking crime was committed. Bitch, bye. Get the fuck out of my face. Okay. Okay. I love that the black woman didn't say a word when she was calling the cops. She was recording her because she was like, I already know what's going to happen if I just sit up here and chill. So you ain't got to do nothing. Okay. We know what time it's going to be. All we got to do is put your face on the camera. But you just go ahead and do you, boo. Go off. A jam. A bop. Yeah, she knew what time it was. It was Black Twitter CSI time. Her name is Arabella Juniper Torres, by the way, if you guys are wondering. Cause they went and found that shit. Oh my God.
And then harassed her after she left your property. So after she left your property, it wasn't a problem anymore, right? Let her get it. You stopping her and the Uber man.
Ain't this what you wanted, boo?
You wanted her to leave, right?
Right.
And now you won't talk her
up. She's trying to leave. Yeah, the license plate in Brooklyn. Yes. You need a president.
Here's the other part of this. You say you wanted her to leave. She's leaving. Why are you back on the phone with the cops trying to get a license plate of the Uber? Why are you doing that? Didn't you get what you wanted? She's leaving. She's out of your building. She's no longer hiding from the rain or whatever. Nothing nefarious happened while she was in the building. Isn't this what you claimed you wanted?
No.
Or what you really wanted was to see the police come down there and fuck some black woman up, put her in handcuffs, embarrass and humiliate her in front of you because how dare she be in your presence? Which one of those things makes sense? Because you should have been off the phone, honey, by the time it was fucking the Uber was there and she was leaving. That should have been the end of it. Oh, okay, I guess she was waiting on the Uber. I totally overreacted. I apologize, ma'am. That's it. You know, or say nothing. I mean, be a bigot, but just go back to your house and eat cereal, whatever the fuck you were doing in there. And just leave it at that. She needed to see this woman hemmed up by the cops. That was the point. Like, that's the part that's how you know it's bullshit. And I guarantee if you talk to her, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I'm not even white. My last name Torres. Nigga, you are whiter as fucking rice. You are the whitest of white. Cause all the thing you cared about was destroying this woman's day. And now I'm supposed to sit here and wait for the cops to show up. Man, I told y'all I was waiting on my Uber. Them niggas can police chase this fucking Uber if they got a problem with it.
Come on, they can tell. Now, when they get here, I can tell them the same thing I told you. Here's a videotape of her ass. This is a transaction. Nothing happened.
I really hope that the police people was like, all right, then, man. You guys can't see it unless you're in the chat right now. But, like, I just hope they were like, what's the license plate number? And they just put the phone away from their ear and did the jack off motion like, this bitch. No, we're not coming out there. Ridiculous. Anyway.
Not for that.
0 to 100.
100.
Yep, I gotta give it 100 as well. Let's see what else happened. Roseanne Barr claims she didn't know Valerie Jarrett was black. I thought she was white. Well, I guess we need to give her show back.
Mm-mm.
But she thought she was white, Karen. I don't understand. What are you even upset about at this point?
Mm-mm. Well, I don't believe you.
I mean, she has apologized. Remember, she tweeted at Valerie Jarrett. At Valerie Jarrett, I want to apologize to you. I'm very sorry to have hurt you. I hope you can accept my sincere apology. And hours later, she apologized again. At Valerie Jarrett, I don't know if you saw it, but I wanted to apologize to you for hurting and upsetting you with an insensitive and tasteless tweet. I'm truly sorry. My whole life has been about fighting racism. I made a terrible mistake that caused hundreds of people to lose their jobs. So sorry. And Valley Jared didn't respond, which is how you know it's a bullshit response. Like, the fact that you apologize and then quote unquote re-apologize, like, I don't know if you saw it. Nah, nigga, you trying to force me to forgive you. Also, like, I'm apologizing in public. You have to forgive me by the rules of forgiveness. It's like, no the fuck I don't. Fuck you. But yeah, she tweeted she thought she was Saudi later, so I don't know. And then recently she got asked by TMZ, I think it was TMZ, and she yelled, I thought the bitch was white. Which I don't know if that is
any better.
Yeah, I don't know, calling me a bitch during your supposed explanation of, I mean, you were so sorry, right? You said you were so sorry. I don't know if calling me a bitch during your supposed explanation of how this possible confusion could have happened is necessarily going to engender a lot of forgiveness in my heart. You know, it's like, I thought the nigger was white, you know, like how's that helping? And it's also not helping your reputation as unstable, as people, you know, talk about her being unstable and shit. I mean, I don't know. This is Monique girl, though.
I know. Reinvite me back on screen. I went out for some reason.
Oh, okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I will do that.
Thank you.
I do not see you in the chat yet. Hold on.
Oh, I see
you. It says accepted and connecting.
What the fuck is this? I'll refresh.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem. No problem. But, yeah, Roseanne did talk about it.
Do you know that
that's what my tweet was about.
Let me see here.
Talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times. Do you know that
what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white. God damn it. I thought the bitch was white. Fuck. When ABC called and
okay, all right, well, that seems that solves it, guys. All right, so 0 to 100, Karen. I'm guessing 0, since she explained everything and we now know it's a huge misunderstanding.
100
still. Even though she has clearly explained she thought the bitch was white and that's what happened. Wow, you are a tough crowd, Karen. That is wow. Well, I'm gonna have to give her 100 as well, but not for the same reasons you do, but because I don't believe her. I don't think she thought the quote unquote bitch was white.
No, she thought she was brown.
She's also called another brown woman a ape in the past, so yeah, not gonna go with that, buddy. An Alabama subway manager, after being caught on camera using a racial slur, tries to frame it as a slip-up.
Whoopsie. It's always a slip-up, ain't it?
Sometimes you just mess up, Karen. Mm-hmm. You never made a mistake in your life?
Sometimes when your computer algorithm sent out passwords, nigger just happened to pass the censors.
A lot of mistakes.
A little slip-up. When most of the time, they be like, because I've had, 8 to 12 to 13 letters normally, and you got to have a pound sign, a pictures of a cat's face, a dog's ass in order to get the fucking password, but niggas slip through it.
A lot of times, you make a little racist whoopsie at work. It happens. We have all been there before. I love how you're trying to act like you're so much better than everybody else, Karen. Like you've never been filed no report at work, and next thing you know, it's full of N-words. You're like, how did they get on my report? I did not remember. I know I'm proficient at PowerPoint, but I don't remember putting that slide in there that said nigga all over it. My bad. It just slipped out. Never. Wow. Okay, Karen.
I know. Wow, right?
You just gonna sit up here and act like you better than everybody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, her name was April Epperson. She's a manager of Subway.
Subway wanna go out of business. Subway, they wanna be in the Subway.
They having a very unlucky run right now. Five niggers get gone.
Come on.
But yeah, she's claiming that she slipped up. It just slipped out of her mouth, you know. She has been fired from her job after the video of the confrontation with Antoine Clark surfaced, but Epperson is trying to frame it all as an innocent slip up, like if she forgot to toast the customer's bread when they asked. Yeah, I mean, shit. Players fuck up, man. The incident all started when Clark went to visit his sister, who was working her first day at Subway, something that is traditional in a lot of people's households. Somebody, your nephew, your niece, your sister, somebody.
Get that first job.
They get that first job. Hey, you show up there. Let me get a number 7 nephew. You know, hey, do a good job. Keep a good work. Hope they're treating you good. Good luck on the gig. Bye.
Right.
It's a little bit of support. We all do it. Well, when he came there to see his sister, Epperson called him inside and demanded that he get off the property. Now, how you gonna call me inside and then tell me to leave? Come here. Come in my store. Get the fuck out of my store. What? What does that mean?
This is kind of productive. You could have told me this outside.
There's some conflicting ass signals here.
Do you want my money or not?
Right. She's in training, and while she's here, she doesn't need a distraction. I'm gonna need them to get away from the property or step off the property while she's at work, Epperson said. Seems fair enough, except Clark said that Epperson fired his sister on the spot, and things got more heated as Clark tried to defend himself and his sister. Now, why the fuck are you firing my sister then? She needs no distractions. Okay, then, I'll leave. And you're fired, bitch. Don't have your family coming up here. I hired you. I didn't know your family was black. And the footage Clark was...
That really may be what had happened. They thought she did think she was black.
In the footage that Clark recorded, Epperson can be seen repeatedly screaming at him to get out of her store. At certain points, there appeared to be a struggle where Epperson apparently seemed to attempt to grab Clark's phone. Another white man, presumably with no affiliation to the store, as he wasn't in uniform, can also be seen demanding that Clark leave.
You can't fire her. Because we're not in the store. You feel me?
You called us in the store. 423
You called us in the store to talk to us about not coming in the store. You feel me? We weren't coming in the store in the first place. You feel me? So
I love black people so much. Where did this happen? This has got to be the South. Where did this happen?
It was like, you called me in here, bitch. We weren't even in the store.
Alabama. I love being black from the South so much. That, you feel me, is so good. Hey, you can't fire her.
You can't fire her for us coming in the store because you called us in the store and here to come talk to us. You feel me? Yeah, like all that. You hear all that.
So then she tried to slap the phone out of his hand.
Right, because she don't want to be fucking recorded.
She don't mind being racist and calling the cops. She also accused him of smoking weed and all this other shit. Because, you know.
And the thing is,
people see black folks, they see criminals, not potential customers.
And the thing is, he's light skinned. He's still black, but he's light skinned.
He is.
Yeah, that dude, unless it's the wrong dude, look like a light-skinned black dude.
I don't know if he was on camera. Let me see. Oh, you know what? My video kind of froze, so maybe I didn't see it.
Okay.
Okay, but go ahead. What about him being light-skinned?
Oh, you were saying that at first you were saying that they might not have known her family was black, and I think that may be what have happened. Like she may have resembled closer to whiteness. They show up. She was like, oh, I didn't know your people was black.
Oh, I was just joking. I really think they knew she was black.
A possibility too.
I just think they don't want black people in their store.
In the store in the first place, you feel me? So you can't fire her for us coming in the store because you called us in the store and here to come talk.
Yeah,
to
that
us.
Was his sister.
Like all that. You hear all that.
Goddamn phone out of your hand.
Now you can physically attack me.
Right.
But over Subway money.
some money that ain't fucking yours. And the thing is, I'm recording you. So your employer is going to see you fucking attacking me on their time.
You feel me?
So yes, you're going to get fired.
You feel me? You can't put your hands on this man. You feel me?
And
if he would have hit her, it's self-defense, but she's relying on the fact I'm a white woman. I hit him, he hit me back, I'm the victim.
Of course, that's why she went over there in the first place, to make, because she knew she was wrong. I think she knew she was wrong. She was like, oh shit, he recording me now. Got angry because she was being recorded. Went over there to escalate it, just so the fact that she could provoke an action out of him that would justify her bullshit. So regardless of what actually happened, people would go, well, this nigger put his hands on you.
You feel me? We gotta go to the next session. You feel me? We gonna be right back on screen. You feel me? We coming right back, Shortis.
You feel me?
You feel me?
Come on.
Yeah, she's trash for that. And then, like I said, I guarantee you, she's like, I will slap this phone out of his hand. That means you're going to have to hit me or my phone, right? Mm-hmm. Just wait for the cops to get there, like you claim to want. That's the thing. They be calling them cops because they want them cops to fuck us up.
Right.
Like, it's never a coincidence. It's never a mistake. They want the cops to fuck us up. So,
yeah, do your job. Protect and serve me as a white person. Not everybody, just me.
Yeah, I don't see you in here. So you gotta go over.
I don't know what is happening, cause I clicked the link.
Oh, you did go over already? Okay, alright, I'll see if I can.
I'm not staying connected. The past few days I haven't been staying connected. I don't know the fuck why.
Okay. Alright. I just connected you again, you feel me?
I feel you.
You should be back on screen, you feel me?
I do.
Fucking phone down there.
I need attention.
She did that for a reason. Come on, let's go. She just threw my phone.
Effort, and I'm fixing that's out to his cousin. I mean, to his sister, because she's right. She did that shit for a reason. She hit you and hoped you hit her back. For a reason. So,
of course.
She did that for a reason and to set him up on some, like, look at him hitting this woman. He should go to jail.
And he didn't, so that was a problem.
Again, get out of my store!
Trying to put her hands on me.
Get out of my store!
Now, this is the part of the video I wanted to get to. This white man starts, she told you to leave three different times. He don't work there. He's just hanging out, eating Subway, and decided to join in on this white woman kicking these black people out, right? A black woman she fired unjustly, and then her brother, right? Watch this shit.
Yeah, they can't see the video.
Oh, now these niggas can't see the video, okay? So let me put this back on the screen, you feel me? Give me 1 second to get it back on screen, you feel me? I forgot to share the screen with y'all, you feel me? Hold on, can y'all see it yet? Y'all feel me out there yet? Karen, can you see it?
No, I don't feel nothing.
It should just be on in a second, you feel me? Cause I am currently sharing my screen again, you feel me? I just made it big too.
Maybe it's a delay, because okay, there you go.
All right, now see this white man right here?
Yes.
Whiteness is so great. He didn't know who was wrong in the situation, didn't ask not damn question, possibly sat there and watched it unfold.
Come on.
And decided to hop in after the white woman hit him to knock the phone out of his hand, then goes, y'all need to leave. This is not a phenomenon that is isolated, okay? Mm-mm. We've watched this happen in parking lots where that black woman got called a nigger and a white woman came in and told her to leave. Just leave, okay? Just leave. The white person's feelings immediately take precedent over the whatever damage they're doing to black people in the vicinity.
Right.
Every time. But back to this video, you feel me?
Put her hands on me, you feel me?
Bye.
They can both
get out of my store. I can both physically
attack them right now. And it'll be self-defense.
Bye.
Because they both put their hands on me. You feel me? They both did put their hands on me. This ain't your store. You don't work here. You can't escort me out of here. You not ill. You not security. You not hired for no security. You feel me? You called us in here.
You called us in here. I told you in here to have an adult conversation with you.
Exactly.
And
I told you I would stay out of your store, right?
Because it's not a damn record.
Then I tell you I would stay out of here.
Have a good day.
And you said you just wanted to find her anyway.
So he said he would stay out of the store, and she still fired his sister. See, this backstory is right here in the video. I called you in here to have an adult conversation, tell you to stay out of my store. One, you can't really do that, but okay, cool, I'll stay out of your store. I'm firing your sister. What the fuck is this about?
But you called me into the store. Right. I was not in your store.
Right.
I wasn't in the store. You called me in the store to basically justify me coming into your store. When you called me in here, bitch, I could have stayed outside, waved at, and went on about my business.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I gave her a goddamn chance after waiting too much to get her in here.
Yeah, it's been too long.
You an ex time.
It's been too long.
Yeah, that was his sister. That was his sister. She's
black. Yeah. You gon'.
There's no way they thought she wasn't black. That was his sister. Did you see her?
Mm-mm.
Okay, here, I'm play it again.
You feel me?
Yeah. You gon'. And look, you all on camera. I'm on camera. That's it, dead. You feel me?
Get out of my goddamn store.
You put your hand. Bitch, you put your motherfucking hands on me no more. What you wanna do?
No, well,
what
come
you
on.
Wanna do?
Fucking nigga.
She put her hands on me. What you?
And there you go. That fucking nigga. Right? Now peep this. This is the most important frame of the video. There's only 16 seconds left. She just called him a fucking nigger at the door, right? His sister is like, come on, let's just leave, you know. And look at the white dude standing next to the white woman at the door. She's locking the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch him.
What you wanna do?
Come on, dude, go.
You heard? Fucking nigger. Yeah, all that.
And then he just flipped the black dude off. Just flip the black dude off. Like that, that is the bullshit I'm talking about. Hold on, y'all. I gotta answer this. Hello? All right, cool. Thanks, man. Man, let me tell y'all something. These Amazon delivery people are next level, okay? They call me to say they left a package at the front of my door. I mean, I had to take it on the air because sometimes they need to get in our gated apartment. I had to let them in. But this is like the second or third time where they got in the gate, left it at the front door, and was like, sir, just want to let you know we delivered it. I'm like, damn. Now, y'all the Chick-fil-A delivery. Y'all could just leave it there, ring the doorbell. I'm good.
Nope. They was like, no, we want you to know. We want no problems.
Sir, your dental floss is at the door. Okay.
Come on, your dental floss.
It's not nothing important. It's not like an Xbox One
mm-mm,
or nothing.
Mm-mm.
Anyway. All right. Yeah. 0 to 100 for these motherfuckers.
Oh, 100. Oh yeah, she get fired, slipped out my ass.
The white dude is the one that really puts it over the top for me.
He should be arrested too. You don't work there. Like he said, you not goddamn security. Subway is paying you zero, just like they paying me.
Well, here's what bothers me, because that him getting involved should have never happened. Right? But it's beyond that. He watched this white woman call that dude a fucking nigger. And then he flipped the black dude off himself, like, yeah, get out, ha ha. And I'm like, why wouldn't you, let's say you joined in this situation expecting there was some sort of neutrality of, well, this white woman's not racist, she just wants this black person to get out of a store, but it has nothing to do with this guy's race. I'm just stepping in to help this woman who is in need of defending in her store. Who knows why she wants him out of the store, but I think it's a good cause. Once she calls him a fucking nigger, why aren't you then going, well, I fucking never. I did not know it was a racist thing. I'm out. Why aren't you shocked and flabbergasted at the fucking racism of it all? You're not, because you fucking got your racist too.
Right.
That's why you got involved. It's bullshit, man.
Right. And you know, white people don't want to hear this in general. My assumption is that you're racist until proven otherwise. I'm just gonna keep it real. When it comes to white people, my assumption, even though you might not never call me a nigga in my face in my lifetime, that's my assumption until proven otherwise. Because I don't have the comfort of going the other default way of giving you the benefit of the doubt and then you call me a nigga.
I'm not trying to be shocked at every time somebody's racist.
Come on.
I can't live my life like that. I'd rather just be like, until proven otherwise.
Until proven otherwise.
You racist. Everson played her white woman's best hits, claiming that she felt threatened and that's why the slur flopped from her mouth. He punched me in my face. I pushed him out the door because that was the only thing I knew to do. I felt like I was in danger. I pushed him out of the door. He punches me in the face. As soon as I shut the door, the only thing that came out of my mouth was nigger, and I'm sorry. It could have been a Mexican standing there. It popped out my mouth. That's what that Mexican would have got called.
He recorded it, and no, he did not punch you in the face.
First, no, hold on. I think he might have punched her in the face. Okay. I absolutely think that might have happened.
Okay.
After she pushed him.
Right.
She kept putting her hands on him. She slapped the phone out of his hand first. Then she pushed him and told him to get out the store. And then I think he said, and after he warned her too, like, hey, if y'all put your hands on me, that's, I'm going to hit y'all back in self-defense. And once he hit her, she was like, you nigger. I guarantee that. But she slipped up on the order on some, like, I felt threatened. I was so scared. Like, you were putting your hands on him. You weren't that fucking scared.
You were the aggressive person the whole time.
You slapped his hand with the phone in it. You weren't that scared. That's not what you do when you're scared. If there had been a fucking tiger in your house, in your subway lobby, and you were scared, you wouldn't walk up and slap it in the face because you would be scared, right? When you're scared of something, that's not what you do. You calling the police, wait for the police to get there then. I mean, you so scared, right? So yeah, that's bullshit. And then to compound it with, I just call anybody a nigger. Mm-mm. I'm not racist. It wouldn't matter if he was Mexican. Mm-mm. It won't matter if he was
another brown person. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Right. It won't matter if he was Mexican. It wouldn't matter if he was African. It wouldn't matter if he was African American. It wouldn't matter if he was Brazilian. It wouldn't matter if he was anything other than white. I call people niggers. Okay. And I'm not racist. I will never admit to being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. Just nigger just slipped out. I get upset. Nigger slips out. The other day, I went to the gas station. I looked at the price of the gas. I said, nigger. Because it was so high. Okay? I didn't know what to do. I don't have that kind of money. She says that white person would have got called that, too. Emerson claiming saying the word again on the news station just for the culture. You know, yeah, she said it, nigger, again on the news station, by the way. And then they said, the news reporter asked her a very good follow-up question. Do you use the word often? To which she said, what, Karen?
No.
No, I hate that word. Everson told the news station she has no problem except the punishment and losing her job over the use of the word, but that what's really getting to her is the fact that people now say she's racist.
The bitch, because you is. What are we talking about here? You're a fucking racist.
Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man!
Yeah. There's a reason for that, boo. People think I'm racist now.
That kills me. You do fucked up racist shit and then get mad because motherfuckers will be like, well, bitch, you might be racist. You might be homophobic. You know, you might be transphobic. Like,
mm-hmm.
Come on. Mm-hmm. You do the shit that defines that's what you are, and then you go, well, I don't have a bone or whatever in my body. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you.
I said the wrong word. I'm sorry for it. I'm taking my punishment and I'm walking away from it. I get that I screwed up. I'm a big girl. I can handle it, but I can't handle being called racist on national television over a slip up. Mm-hmm. She also said she has black family members.
Don't give a fuck. You could be fucking somebody black. You could still be fucking racist.
She also said what she said was not meant to be hurtful. You call him a fucking nigger, but you were not trying to hurt his feelings? Okay. All right. Okay. That's the story you want to go with.
If you want to.
0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, 100.
All right. Whoopsie. Slips up. My bad. Didn't realize you niggers wouldn't get so upset about it.
I don't know why you niggers all up in arms.
Oh my God. Well, we have to be back on the air at 4 for Nerd Off. So we need to start wrapping this show up.
Okay. All right.
Let's do a little bit of Guess the Race and then we'll get out of here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my Guess the Race music?
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
Ba-da-ba-ba. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read to play news articles from all over the globe. We ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race, and everybody plays along and they are racist. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If you are playing the game at home, you are also racist. He wanted to invite his ex to the wedding, so his bride grabbed a steak knife. A Colorado woman.
What?
Yeah. A Colorado woman who was apparently angry that her fiance wanted to invite an ex-girlfriend to their wedding was arrested Saturday, accused of stabbing him to death.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. They didn't even make it to death do you part. And they did do him part. Mm-mm-mm.
I guess you liked her steak medium rare then.
That,
okay. All that blood. Ex-girlfriend didn't even have a steak in it. I'ma say white because that steak wasn't well done.
Police in Colorado Springs say Jacqueline Souza, 31, thought her fiance Brandon Watkins was having an affair with the woman. Officers responded to a reported disturbance at the home on Cabana Circle. They found 33-year-old Watkins inside with traumatic injuries, and he could not be saved. Police posted on their Facebook page he was pronounced dead at the scene. He had been stabbed in the chest. A bloody steak knife lay on the kitchen table nearby. Souza called 911 around 12:30 a.m. Saturday and said her fiance was bleeding and had fallen onto the kitchen floor.
Oh, really?
I mean, I guess technically that is probably true that he fell on the kitchen floor after she stabbed him to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was cutting to the chase.
Mm-hmm. She was. She gave the police several versions of what happened, according to court documents reviewed by Colorado Springs Gazette. She told the police that she and Watkins had been at a bar celebrating their upcoming wedding in Las Vegas. Why is my Firefox screen? What? Okay, hold on.
Oh shit.
It just started freezing. It won't let me read the rest of the story. And I don't know why. Trying to cut to the chase. Yeah. What? Okay. Yeah, I guess I have to close it and reopen it. I have no idea why it's doing this. Okay, is it moving now? Is it? What the fuck? It started moving and stopped. Okay, there we go. Okay, all right. So she said they were at a bar celebrating their upcoming wedding in Las Vegas when they got into a fight on the way home about inviting a certain woman to the ceremony. Souza said Watkins wanted to invite an ex, and she suspected the two were still having an affair. Why are you getting married if you? Okay. According to court documents, Souza told police that after they got home, she found Watkins with a knife sticking out of his chest when she came out of the bathroom, suggesting an intruder had attacked him.
Oh, really?
Worst episode of Snapped ever.
Come on.
This is going to be the quickest. It won't even take the full hour.
Mm-mm. They'll be showing flashes of yours in the intro.
Then she said she might have stabbed him. He might have stabbed himself over the argument. She also said she panicked, pulled a knife from his chest, and threw it on the kitchen table. That's how my fingerprints got on now. Then she described an entirely different scenario that he grabbed her by the throat and pushed up against the wall of the garage, where she accused him of cheating with several women. So now self-defense. See, they always go to that and Snap. Every episode of Snap ends with in the court being like, and
she checking all the tropes, ain't
even
she?
Though there was never any evidence of abuse in the 27 year marriage, and no one ever saw anything, and she never complained of any abuse, and not to friends, no doctors, nothing. And she cashed the insurance check a second after he died. Your Honor, he was always beating her. He beat her for years, and he deserved
spent
to
all the money and immediately had another boyfriend.
It was self-defense, y'all, even though the police could not find a single mark on her. Okay, They were still fighting when they got into the kitchen, where she told police Watkins picked up the steak knife and backed her against the sink. She told police she pushed him and he fell on top of the knife, and that's when she called 911, giving him CPR until the police arrived. Police say her story didn't match up with where Watkins was found or the bruise found on her hand. Yeah, because a lot of people don't know this, when you stab people, you knives and stuff, you actually cut yourself a lot of times and hurt yourself.
Oh, you
the
do?
The force that it takes to stab somebody, you leave. Yeah, there's okay. Like injuries and shit you can get to yourself.
Right, because you know what? Stabbing a real person ain't like The Walking Dead. It's fucking real bones there, yeah, that you got to go through and skin. This ain't no costume.
She was arrested on suspicion of second degree murder. She posted $50,000 bond and was released Tuesday. She's doing court August 1st. Watkins' sister Erica Watkins set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to take her brother home to his native New Jersey to be buried near the home of his mother and best friend / brother. She described him as a larger than life brother, son, army veteran, known as Big Dog to everyone. Anyone lucky enough to have known Brandon, whether for a minute or a decade, can certainly remember at least one interaction with him clear as day. So yeah, guess the race of the person who killed him.
What's her name again?
Her name is Jacqueline Souza.
I'm still gonna go with white.
All right, check the chat room. The only white person not getting high and mellowed out in Colorado, and she was released white. My knife sounds nice /1. No salt or pepper, white. Definitely white. White. Her next story was blaming a black woman waiting on her Uber, white. Aww. Especially on a steak knife with no gap between the handle and blade. Yes, that's correct. The price was too high. She had to cut it, white. Acrimony, white. El Stabo. I guess that's Latinx. The delicate white angel. He fell on this knife over and over again and died, officer, black. Black, Jersey Shore, white. I feel like black. Black, black. The correct answer is, and all of you except one person missed it, she was Latinx.
Oh!
I'll give the golf clap to the one person who got it. Good job, buddy. Good job. And that's her right there.
She gave him the business.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling that Watkins was black too, by the way. Big Dog. BIGDAWUG, by the way, is how Big Dog, his nickname, was spelled. So, not trying to cast any, stereotypes or whatnot, but, I don't know. Big Dog feels a little blackish to me, if you know what I'm saying. All right, now this whole thing, I'll let this other page load.
Oh shit, what's happening over there?
I don't know. Let's see if I can go back. Okay, let's see if I open up another tab. What the fuck is happening with this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's working up. Maybe Pocket went down.
May have.
If Pocket went down, and I don't know where we're going. Okay, all right, it's coming back up. Give me a second. It just went to the different thing. All right, cool. All right, let's do another one. A woman left a baby in a hot car while she drank in Arlington restaurant.
Oh shit, we've been seeing a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm. Arlington, Tennessee. A woman was arrested after witnesses say she left her child in a hot car in the parking lot at Cazadores Mexican Grill. It happened Tuesday, which also happened to be National Tequila Day.
Oh shit, and Taco Tuesdays.
Well, a good sale is hard to find. Shelby County deputies responded to the scene after getting a call for a welfare check. Two customers said they heard a baby crying as they were walking through a parking lot. When you walk outside, you don't expect to hear a baby in the car. When you do, you immediately, as a parent, you perk up, said one man who did not want to be identified. He said he and his wife were leaving dinner at Cazadores Mexican Grill around 7 p.m. when they spotted a baby girl they believed around 6 months old alone in a vehicle that was not running. A window was partially rolled down. The child was hot. We could tell that she was sweating, but we knew she wasn't in immediate danger yet. While checking on the child, they made another shocking discovery. The car the child was alone in was unlocked.
Oh!
Shelby County Sheriff's deputies and first responders showed up a short time later. They located the baby inside the Ford FLS. The car wasn't running, but the windows on the passenger and driver's side were partially open. Deputies say it was 92 degrees outside when they arrived on the scene.
Wow.
Yeah, that's baby cooking weather. Police say the mother of the child, Rachel Van Wagner, ran out of the restaurant with no shoes on after noticing the police. Oh, now you want to come get your baby. She told deputies she knew she left her child in the car while it wasn't running, but she was only in the restaurant for 30 minutes and had one drink. Okay, is it just me? Is 30 minutes a long time? Ain't that a long time?
Yes.
To be outside in 90 degrees?
For anybody, but specifically a child that small, right? An
unsupervised baby in an unlocked car? The 26-year-old Mason, Tennessee resident.
You actually could have took the baby in there with you. You know that, right?
Right. Was arrested and charged with child abuse and neglect. The baby, but then how you gonna pick up any men, Karen? Okay? These men ain't trying to get with that. Oh, baby at the table. Oh, no, thank you, ma'am. The 26-year-old.
When does that stop somebody?
Mm-hmm. The baby was immediately removed from the vehicle and given medical treatment once first responders arrived. The witnesses said they'd seen Wagner inside the restaurant drinking a margarita. She seemed almost hysterical, the man said. Maybe that she got caught, or maybe that her baby was in the arms of a paramedic. I don't know. Tough to tell. Hard to put yourself in the mind of someone that would leave a baby in the car. The baby's okay, is now relatives. Guess the race of Rachel Van Wagner, Karen.
White.
Karen's going white. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Susan Smith White, the white version of Tyler Perry movie White. Fuck them kids white. Mama trying to get a new man and baby is fucking it up white. Running out the bar with no shoes, left the car unlocked, supports the wall, but loves Taco Tuesday. Ate a Mexican. Aww. Ate a Mexican restaurant, but build that wall white. She white, and I bet the baby black. Ha! White. She needs those NOLA drive-through daiquiri shops white. Teen mom for white. Walking barefoot white. Cool as a cucumber white. Barefoot? White. The correct answer is white. I don't think anybody guessed anything but white, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a white ass crime, dog.
Yeah, I thought I had a picture, but I think it's just a video of it. But I know she's white already because I saw her picture. So I just trust me, she's white. I don't. This is just a waste of time at this point. Y'all know she was white. She barefoot, margarita, one drink. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's see. How about this one? Let's go to the bonus round. What's my bonus round music?
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 1-1. Let's see if she can finish on a strong note. Ex-leader of the South Carolina Republican Party says he's Christ and God told him to kill his mama's dog.
White.
A former leader of the South Carolina Republican Party was reportedly arrested after police say he cruelly killed his mother's dog and told them he did it because he was acting on a command from God and that he was the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't know why y'all religious people always doubt folks like this. What if he was right? I mean, y'all the one that believed that Jesus is coming again. Why couldn't it be this guy? The dog killer. It was the latest in a downward spiral of Todd Kincannon, who was once the general counsel and executive director of the South Carolina Republican Party. What does that say about South Carolina? The Simpsonville Police Department reported that Kincannon killed his mother's 10-year-old beagle cattle dog mix July 26th at his parents' house in Greenville County where he was 10 also years living.
Old dog about to check out anyway, I guess he said, huh?
I don't know. Where he was also living, by the way, with his mama.
Oh, okay. All right.
The 37-year-old Ken Cannon intentionally, willfully, maliciously, cruelly, and needlessly mutilated Bailey by choking and stabbing the medium-sized dog multiple times with two knives.
Oh, okay. All right. We double-wheeling? Okay.
Responding officer said Ken Cannon exited the house wearing only underwear, and he was covered in blood and dog hair. His mother had locked herself inside a bathroom because she said she was absolutely terrified of Ken Cannon, who killed the dog with his bare hands. Ken Cannon told the first officer he killed the dog because, "I'm the second coming of Christ and I got a command from God to do it." Mm-mm. Now see, that's a real one right there. How many of y'all fake ass Christians wouldn't kill a dog if God told you to do it? Mm-mm. See, it's a lot of y'all that y'all say y'all believe, but if y'all believe like this man, the faith of a mustard seed, I say,
nope.
He
nope.
would kill Fido in a heartbeat Mm-mm. if his Jesus Mm-mm. told him to do it. Mm-mm. And many of y'all don't got the wherewithal. You talk the talk.
I guess
but
I
you
don't
walk the walk. Mm-mm. If you're sitting in your house and the voice of God comes over to you and says, "Kill that dog," you won't do it?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Mm. That's fucked up. I'm the heathen. I'm the one that's bad. But y'all won't follow your Lord and Savior when he tell you, "Go over there and stab that puppy to death."
Mm-mm.
Y'all won't do it.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay. But y'all sit up here and pass judgment on me. That's the part that's wild to your boy. Okay, that's so wild. It's me, God. Mm-mm. I need you to go over there and strangle that puppy to death.
No.
Strangle the dog is me.
Mm-mm.
Just like I told that one nigga to kill his son.
Not that one nigga!
It's your turn now. Do it, my son. You Jesus Christ.
Mm-mm.
Do it.
We ain't got no mountains to take him up on. We don't sacrifice lambs no more.
I'm just trying to help, okay?
In fact, lambs are delicious. Did you know that?
If you ready for the second coming and to go straight to heaven,
mm-mm.
I'm gonna need you to take this extension cord to that dog, okay?
Nope.
It's the only thing that'll make, it's the only thing that'll work.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but for real, it's me, God, again, this time. Okay?
How do I disconnect this number? Now, how do you keep finding me?
Look, turn the TV off of Fox News, because you know that's what you're watching.
Can I block this number?
Just like I elected you to be president of the Republicans of South Carolina, I'm electing you to kill this dog. I need you to go over there.
Will you lose my number?
I need you to take this meat cleaver and go to town on this dog, okay?
I will not.
Wow, okay. Wow. Some of y'all not no real Christians.
I'm not no real GDM.
I guess not. He said another police officer reported that he said that every 1,000 years there needs to be a sacrifice and blood must be spilled. How did you not know that anyone else has spilled some blood in the I feel like some blood has been spilled in the last 1,000 years.
You know what? Me too. A lot of it.
A lot of sacrifices have been made. Like, does it specifically have to be you? He had laceration punctures on his arms and wrists, which the officer said was from the possible dog bite. Yeah, the dog was like, "Get the fuck off me, cuz." Ken Cannon told them, held them up and said, "I have a sign. I'm about to get crucified in the media." Oh, that's how you know you're a Republican. You still worry about the media.
Oh, crucified in the media, not hung up on the cross. Okay.
That's the new crucifixion. See, the second coming of Jesus, there will be fire, and the crucifixion will be in the liberal mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The crucifixion will be on the internet.
The libtards and the lamestream media will be where the new crucifixion happens, my brothers and sisters. Okay. It'll no longer be the Jews. It'll be the news. Guess the race.
White.
Karen's going with white. All right.
Whitest shit ever.
Let's check the chat room, see what y'all believe. South Carolina Republican about to start anti-fake news code in the backwoods where people sacrifice animals after they drink moonshine from the same cups the dogs put their mouths in white. Aww. I grew up during Son of Sam and I've been watching The Sinner white. His hair is blonde, just like white Jesus of Nazareth and Santa white. He wasn't stopping at that dog white. Been smoking on that frankincense white bath salts, get high, 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 high white. The faith of a white man killing his lover on a heavenly night, heavenly command. Aww. Designer breed dog white, 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 red state white, white men always killing their lovers, shaking my head white, mullet in a man bun white, the correct.
Oh, not a man bun.
I know the correct answer is white.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Everybody got that one.
Everybody. I'm about to say, you was gonna bring something else. I've been like, ooh, you caught me off of that one.
Sore ratchet this time. It's amazing how many people would not kill a dog for their God. That's the part. That's the real tea that we just found out live on the air. Mm-mm. A lot of fake ass Christians out here, you ask me. Mm-mm-mm. West Phoenix clerk threatened with samurai sword. Phoenix, after stealing items from a Phoenix convenience store, a man's accused of threatening the store clerk with a samurai sword. Phoenix police report that on July 27th, they arrested a man near 75th Avenue and Camelback Road for threatening a store clerk. Police say 19-year-old Mark Anthony McCulley went to 7-Eleven store and stole a drink and candy. He then got into an argument with the store clerk before leaving the store. He then reportedly retrieved a 34-inch samurai sword from a nearby transient camp. He allegedly returned to the store and threatened to kill the clerk while holding the sword in an aggressive manner. Police located McCulley and the sword at the transient camp. He has been charged with disorderly conduct. Shit. Alright guys, that's it. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Appreciate y'all for listening. Premium people, 4 p.m. we will be doing a Nerd Off. So we'll see you premium folks there. The email went out last night.
Yes.
Everybody else, we should see y'all tomorrow. And also we have a Lip Smacking Good in the works, and that'll be out soon as well.
Yes.
Because we stay grinding, okay? We might have to take a day off this week because that's how much we stay grinding. All right, until tomorrow, love you.
Love you too.
Mwah.